Ben Grauer back at NBC's Radio Central, back from Birdland and the songs of Al Hibbler. Speaking of Birdland, let's see, speaking of Birdland. Yes, there at the end of our great massive communicators bench, here's a bird that just landed, our television monitor, Henry Morgan.
Thank you, Ben. Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan with a fantastic new public service. We figure that a lot of people are out of town on weekends and miss their favorite TV programs, so I'm here to bring you up to date on what you didn't see. Well, first today, on your behalf, I watched the first hour of Monitor, this program. It was on both radio and TV, you know. It was sort of interesting. I liked it. It started with somebody introducing Mr. Weaver, I think his name was, the president of NBC. And Mr. Weaver, is it, introduced to Mr. Fleming. And Mr. Fleming introduced Garraway. And after a while, they introduced Clifton Fadiman. And during the hour it was on TV, everybody introduced something. One man introduced Hermosa Beach. One introduced Idlewild Airport. One introduced a quintet from Chicago. It's a new thing in radio. They now use five famous people to say what one lonesome announcer used to say years ago. Sometime during the show, they took us up to Harvard to meet the president. He has a very tiny mouth, in case you missed the TV part. Teeny-weeny little mouth. And he had a spiritual message. He said that churches were being built by leaps and bounds, but he didn't say whether anybody was going to them. Bob and Ray were on a couple of times, but the funniest part of the show, I think, was when they switched to Chicago for the Art Van Dam Quintet. The quintet started playing some very high-class music, oh, about eight bars, and all of a sudden, a very sexy woman's voice said, "The temperature in Aberdeen, Scotland, is 51, cloudy. Madrid, 68, cloudy." And when, she went all around the world, so that when she finished, the quintet was finished, and we came back to New York. Now, on TV, you didn't see the girl, incidentally. You just heard her. So in case you missed the TV show, you didn't miss anything. She wasn't there. I'm what? Oh, I see. I've just been handed a bulletin. Your services no longer are required for the... Oh, well, actually, the job done in general on Monitor was simply sensational, but it's not my business to say so. Anyway, after a while, I watched some stuff you wouldn't care about in the late afternoon. Then at 7, a new program started on Network B. It's called Pride of the Family and stars Fay Wray and Paul Hartman. It's a family program, mother, father, the two kids. You've seen it somewhere. I'll say this for it. It's not controversial. This program couldn't upset anybody. It's probably true that many families live the way this one does, but the reason they buy TV sets is to get away from the way they live. There isn't a great deal of entertainment in discussing what's for lunch, even with Fay Wray. If you saw this, you might have noticed this coincidence. They were having chicken noodle soup for lunch with some sandwiches. They mentioned it about 5 times. And what does that say? I must say I'm Henry Morgan? Oh, that's what the other note said. That the first 3 minutes I was talking to Limbo, California. Well, welcome to our new network. This is Monitor, a review of the past. Well, I was telling you about this Pride of the Family show where for 20 minutes they talked about what they were having for lunch. The coincidence was the sponsor is Campbell's Soup, which was quite exciting. They also had a dog in it. But if I told you what the dog was doing, according to the story, you wouldn't believe me. At 7:30 tonight, you missed Mr. Peepers. Now, the plot was that he needed... Listen, if I had to identify myself, I'll explain what I think I'm doing. This is a review of what you missed on television this afternoon in case you were wealthy and went out of town for a while. It's a service, sort of. Well, the Mr. Peepers show that you missed, the plot was... Incidentally, all times mentioned are Eastern Daylight Time. The plot, well, you couldn't tell in the room I'm in because there are 11 clocks on the wall for people who get all nervous about what time is it in Istanbul, for instance. We have a clock for that. At the tone, it'll be 6:17 in Istanbul. Boom! Eastern Halva time. You wind up your own Turk. It says, this Peepers plot is very complex. Now, he needed a raise, and the school board wouldn't give it to him, but they changed their minds at 8:05 Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Now, this is usually... It's a fairly good show, usually, but sometimes they get so deep into a kind of winsomeness that they're in danger of choking to death on cuteness. For example, on tonight's show, or maybe it's yesterday where you are, Mr. Cox would throw away a paper cup at intervals, and you'd hear a glass crash. See, it still has got me upset. It's a kind of fourth-dimensional whimsy, you know, that's very nerve-wracking. Of course, while I was watching Mr. Peepers, I was listening to the Giants on radio trying to throw away a baseball game. They'd beat St. Louis in the first game, which you probably knew, but it was too much for their skinny blood. They were winning the second game, but they didn't really want to. And when the New York Giants don't want to win, I tell you, they have a kind of team spirit that you just can't get past. It took them till 9 o'clock Eastern time to lose, but they lost. La Palme was pitching, by the way, and the Giants couldn't hit him with their fists. Well, I tuned back into monitor, and the sexy girl was giving the temperature in Copenhagen. And I have just been giving walking papers. So, Morgan will be on the same corner, theoretically, in front of... again, I think next Saturday, roughly at about this time. Saturday. Thank you.
Saturday.
Good night.
Sunday.
Well, originally it was supposed to be both. I think Saturday and Sunday, Ben.
Oh. Why don't you come both nights, Henry?
I'd love to.
We'd love to have you.
That's not an invitation, Henry.
Nothing in writing.
Henry Morgan monitors television for you each week. Coming up, monitor music, monitor stars, monitor news. Right now, this is Monitor Going Places and Doing Things. Take one.